If you have been thinking to yourself, what's going on today in the town of Clover, you are in luck because Sam Long is joining us from the town of Clover. She gives us a rundown of what's happening this week and beyond. And good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, we're going to start with a 5K race.
Yes. So February 15th, you can lace up your sneakers, come out to New Center Park. It will be a trail run / walk. So this is hosted by the Clover Rotary Club, but it is in partnership with Clover Main Street. So the title of the 5K is Love to Luck. So we are incorporating some Valentine's Day and some St. Patrick's Day.
That's actually a smart idea, combining both of those holidays.
Yes. So this will kick off the business promotion. So from that event through our St. Patrick's Day event. So for those 4 weeks there, Main Street will host a Love to Luck business promotion where anyone who shops in the participating businesses in downtown Clover can enter their name. And once a week, names will be drawn and one lucky winner will win a gift card that they can use at their choice of a downtown business. So this 5K kicks that off. It's kind of like a multi-purpose 5K because it also promotes the Clover Rotary Club is the one who's hosting it, and they are using the funds for their scholarship program for the Clover High School students. Many great causes. It supports the Rotary Club, that supports the school district, and it also supports our Main Street businesses. So it's kind of a everybody wins situation. So if you are interested, you still can sign up. They'll be doing registrations through the day of. So you can sign up now online, or you can come out to New Center Park February 15th that morning. The race will begin at 8 a.m. Registration will begin at 7 a.m. that morning, packet pickup, that kind of stuff. So lots of exciting things there for anyone who's looking for a little early morning 5K in a few weeks. So
what's so great about the 5Ks that we hold in our area, they benefit an organization mm-hmm. nine mm-hmm. times out of 10.
Yeah.
And so when you sign up for a race, not only are you getting to move and exercise, but you're also helping somebody else.
Yes.
And if you think of it like a donation through that way, mm-hmm. or how else can I give of my time, talent, and treasures, you can sign up by doing this. And these races, you don't have to overthink them. It's a 5K. It's 3 miles. Mm-hmm. You can run, walk them. Mm-hmm. If you want to go out there and walk the whole thing, great. If you want to run the whole thing, great. But just think of, like to your point, what you're helping.
Mm-hmm.
You're signing up, but it's basically being used with right here in your backyard.
Absolutely.
And it's a great way for you to see a whole nother part of the county that you might not venture to very often.
Yes.
And with that being said, Sam, what would you tell people who might not live near York or Clover, who don't really get over that way very much, about how Clover is growing and what they can find on Main Street in Clover?
So our Main Street, is booming right now. We have lots of new things coming. So just this week, we are opening a new bakery, KB Cake. So that is super exciting. She'll be opening this week. We have two other restaurants that are in the works right now. So there's shops. You can come shop, buy clothes, buy dinner, buy ice cream, all right there together. So super important to support, our local Main Street businesses who do so much for our community as well. Supporting the businesses. Instead of going to Target to buy a new shirt, you can go buy it in downtown. And you know that those business owners are, what you put into your economy comes back. So it's a full circle there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Sam, you mentioned the St. Patrick's Day celebration. Mm-hmm. I think you'll talk more about that when we see you in March, but let's just go ahead and lay some of the basic facts now out for our audience.
Yes, so St. Patrick's Day returns. So we will kick off on Friday night, March 14th, in the parking lot of Boyd's Tire and Appliance, live music and food trucks. And then Saturday is our annual St. Patrick's Day festival, 10 to 4. That's a street festival. So we have vendors, food vendors, craft vendors, merchandise vendors, live music, performances from local, students from our local schools, performances from bands, that kind of thing. Our dog show will also be held then. If you have a pup that is talented or cute, you can dress them up and bring them out. But yes, our St. Patrick's Day Festival, we are in full swing of planning that event. So not far away from that. So
another big attraction there in the town of Clover is the Gallery 120.
Yes.
We were able to speak with the gallery owner, curator.
Curator.
Mm-hmm. last month in December, and boy, what a fireball she is. Yes. She's a lot of fun. What nice addition to the town of Clover and to Gallery 120. But what's the exhibit happening now during the month of February?
So currently the exhibit on display is African American in the Arts. And most of the artwork is local from York County artists, which is the purpose of the gallery, is to promote local artists. But Betsy actually has four pieces in the gallery currently that are from Kenya. So breaking our own rules a little bit, but it just was so perfect with our theme this month to celebrate Black History Month. So that's really cool. You know, a group that supports artists in Kenya here in Charlotte actually brought four pieces, and they are incredible pieces of work. And the fact that they were actually done in Kenya is really cool. So that is what is currently on display. That will be up through February 21st. And anybody is welcome to come see the gallery anytime. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. So if you're part of a school organization or, you know, a retirement facility, or if you just want to stop into the gallery, the gallery is always open, and people are always welcome to stop in. This exhibit closes at the end of this month. And then for any artists who are listening, our next exhibit is titled In Motion. So it kind of leaves it up to the artist's perspective, but anything that is in motion. And drop off for that artwork drop off is February 25th, 26th, and 27th. So any artist who has a piece that they would like to enter to the exhibit can come and drop it off that week for the next exhibit. So
fantastic. All right, those are some of the events happening in the town of Clover. As always, you can learn more by checking them out online, on social media. Better yet, swing by in person and see what's going on. Thanks so much, Sam. We'll catch you next month.
Thanks, Sam.